Still holding out hope for a deficit-cutting deal from the Super Committee? Time's about up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There's a lot to accomplish for the Super Committee charged with getting the U.S. budget deficit under control. The committee has until Wednesday to save $1.2 trillion over a 10-year period, but the deadline is essentially tonight at midnight because any agreement would have to be put under the microscope. Democrats continue to call for revenue increases, i.e. taxes. Republicans want more spending cuts on entitlements, i.e. Medicare and Medicaid. And once again, we're in a familiar Washington place, stuck. Congressman Javier Becerra is a member of that super committee and a Democrat from California. He's joining us now from Washington. Congressman, welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So are we going to see any kind of a deal today?
Well, if we're going to see one, it's going to have to be soon because time is about out.
Time is about out. But, I mean, you know, you and 11 others know if a deal is coming. I mean, is it coming?
The elements of a deal have been on the table for quite some time. It's just whether or not we're willing to put the right balance to the plan so that we can all agree to move forward. And at this stage, what's become pretty evident is that some of these special interest pledges are making it very difficult. When you have to have a balanced plan that includes some pretty aggressive spending savings and also includes some revenue to make sure that everyone, including the wealthiest Americans, contribute to getting the economy moving again, you have to see all of that. And right now, it seems like we're only seeing one or two aspects, but not all aspects of what would be a balanced plan.
I know the last time we spoke with you, Congressman, you said that not coming up with some sort of sweeping deal was not an option. And here we are with the possibility that that's going to happen. I mean, what do you say to your constituents and to people around the country who are like, hey, we really need something to get done?
I continue to say, hey, we really need to get something done. It doesn't change. And the August compromise that was reached that created the super committee will provide $2.2 trillion worth of savings. But it's better to do the savings the way we think is best versus having automatic triggers decide where the cuts will be made. And so this would be forsaking a great opportunity to have a human hand decide how to make some smart cuts and have smart savings, and also include a jobs component, which the automatic triggers would not provide for, is job creation opportunities, which we desperately need to get 14 million people back to work. And by the way, when they're working, they're paying taxes.
Should we ever expect, Congressman, to get a meaningful deficit reduction plan out of Washington?
Well, absolutely. And this is where I think the American public has a right to be frustrated if we don't move forward in ways that are balanced, because for quite some time, the American people have been way ahead of the politicians in how to solve these problems. Poll after poll show how Americans would put everything on the table, make everyone sacrifice a little bit, and also make sure that we have a way to move forward. Most Americans will tell you that the best way to get this economy moving again is to put people back to work. And so one way or the other, Washington will get the message from the rest of America that it's not Wall Street we should just worry about, it's Main Street as well.
But they haven't gotten it yet.
I think more and more it's becoming clear that the public is far more united than are the politicians. We'll get there, whether it's through the super committee or through the regular course through Congress. We should try to move this economy forward and put Americans back to work.
Javier Becerra, Congressman from California, thank you, sir, for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Well, yeah, a lot of uneasiness going on Wall Street right now. The Dow down 310 points, about 2.75% at 11,485. The NASDAQ is off about 2.5% as well. Same for the S&P 500. Slightly more Americans bought pre-owned homes last month. The National Association of Realtors said that number was up by 1.4%, and the annual rate is ahead of last year this time, but still way below healthy housing market levels. Voters in Spain over the weekend elected conservative Mariano Rajoy as the country's new leader. He's promising to make tough budget cuts to get a grip on that country's debt problems.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate four-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com.
Tyson Foods this morning said sales were up, but higher costs cut profit by more than half at the nation's biggest meat processor. Marketplace's Scott Tong says it's been a tough stretch for the poultry industry as food companies try to wing it.
Chicken producers aren't giving thanks this year. At least four went bankrupt. Blame it on poultry fundamentals. Costs of feed like corn are up. And in a soft economy, sales of the big moneymaker, boneless, skinless breast, are down. Economist David Harvey is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You know, when a lot of people are stressed economically, they're going to be moving down the buying chain, you know, and substituting less expensive products for more expensive products.
The price of white meat at the wholesale level has fallen 17% over last year. But there is hope. Early signs suggest prices are rising again as big chicken companies cut supply.
5, 6, 7% below the previous year. So we're definitely seeing less chicks being placed for grow out.
Oh, and if you're still shopping for Thursday, consider chicken. The Farm Bureau says everything else, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, turkeys, has gotten pricier. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, the people with the big bucks are apparently watching Modern Family. According to New York Magazine, the ABC comedy pulls in the highest median income in the 18 to 49 age demographic, and by far the highest number of viewers who make more than $100,000 a year. Could be because happiness loves company. The characters are well off. There's at least one stay-at-home parent in each household. The worst show on the list among rich people? Cops. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at the all-new marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Everybody knows unemployment is bad, so it makes sense, right, that people need to find a way to take the pressure off?
People have not stopped having sex in California. We are still seeing a growing population.
Which means you have to find something for them to do. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Foreclosures, joblessness, and all the rest in California's Inland Empire. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.